Nobody But You. It came out in 1958. It was his first pop and R&B hit that he had. Went up to number 21 on the pop charts, number 3 on the R&B charts for him. A guy that came out of Arkansas and was raised in Chicago, Illinois. D. Clark, Nobody But You, 1958. Welcome to the BRC Radio Show, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And we've got lots of different kind of music coming up. We're going to get started with Shirley Gunter, and then Johnny Cash, and then Bo Diddley. That's a pretty good threesome right there. So let's go right now. We got Shirley Gunter doing a song called Heading Home.
Whoa. Home. dark.
He leave me, I walk.
Keep on walking.
Hey, through the pain.
Through the pain.
Yes, when I walk.
Keep on walking.
Never once went to her head. She had everything it seemed. Not a care, this teenage queen.
Not a care, this teenage queen.
Other boys could offer more, but she loved the boy next door who worked at the candy store.
Dream on, dream on, teenage queen. You should be a movie queen.
He would marry her next spring, save his money, bought a ring. Then one day a movie scout came to town to take her out.
Came to town to take her out.
Hollywood could offer more, so she left the boy next door working at the candy store.
Dream on, teenage queen. See you on the movie screen.
Very soon she was a star. Pretty house and shining cars. Swimming pool and a fence around. But she missed her old hometown.
But she missed her old hometown.
All the world was at her door, all except the boy next door, who worked at the candy store.
Dream on, teenage queen, saddest girl we've ever seen.
Then one day the teenage star sold her house and all her cars, gave up all her wealth and fame, left it all and caught a train.
Left it all and caught a train.
Do I have to tell you more? She came back to the boy next door, who worked at the candy store.
Now this story has some more. You'll hear it all at the candy store.
Well, I was laying in a hospital bed. A rock and roll nurse went to my head. Said, hold out your arm. Boy, I'm gonna give you one. She went to my head, to my head, to my head, to my head. She went to my head, to my head. Well, I was laying in a hospital bed. What have I got? on your seat. I don't think this jive this nurse giving me. She give me a shot, she give me a pill. I'm taking this junk again, my will. She went to my head, to my head, to my head, to my head. He went to my head, to my head. Well, I was laying in that hospital bed.
There's one you probably haven't heard in a while. Bo Diddley, 1961, a little song called Pills. She gives me pills for everything. That came on the Checker label, Checker label number 985. Didn't chart, but got a little airplay here and there. We played it here in Birmingham back in the day, and very popular among the collectors that come to our record shows around here, too. So, real good sound. Johnny Cash before that, Ballad of a Teenage Queen, 1958. Number 14 on the pop charts. It was the number one country western hit for him. So, good sound by Johnny. And then Shirley Gunter, Heading Home, 1956 on the Modern label. Real nice sound by her. She did some recordings with a group called The Flares for a while. Then she did some. She was known as Shirley Gunter and the Queens also. And so, did all kind of stuff. So, but good sound there. Okay, we got Conway going to get us started before he went into his country western days. And then we've got Billy J. Kramer and the Dakotas, and then Annette. Going to do some Annette today. So we got now, from 1959, Conway doing a song called Lonely Blue Boy.
My name should be trouble, my name should be woe. For trouble and heartache is all that I know. Yes, lonely, lonely blue boy is my name. My life has been empty, my heart has been torn. It must have been raining the night I was born. Yes, lonely, lonely blue boy is my name. Well, I'm so afraid of tomorrow. And so tired of today. They say that love is the answer, but love never came my way. I'm writing this letter to someone unknown. So if you should find it, and if you're alone, well, lonely, lonely blue boy is my name. Remember, lonely, lonely blue boy is my name.
Passing by, they mean a trip to Paris or Rome to someone else, but not for me. The trains and the boats and planes took you away, away from me. We were so in love, and high above, we had a star to upon which, when dreams came true, but not for me. The trains and the boats and planes took you away, away from me. if my breath can cross the sea, the trains and the boats and planes will bring you back, back home to me.
Tall Paul, 1959, number 7 on the pop charts for her. That was her first pop hit, and a young lady that came out of New York and became famous as a Mouseketeer when she joined the Mickey Mouse Club and one of the Mouseketeers on TV in 1955. So she had a few little hits along the way, but that was her first one there, Tall Paul. Trains and Boats and Planes, Billy J. Kramer and the Dakotas. 1965, went up to number 47 on the pop charts for them. Of course, that's a group out of England. That was a Burt Bacharach, Hal David composition. Quite a few other people recorded that, along with Dionne Warwick. That was their last U.S. pop hit that they had here. They had a lot of hits along the way. And three of their hits were Lennon-McCartney songs that they recorded. So I guess they were good friends over there in England. And then Conway got us started with Lonely Blue Boy in 1959. Number 6 on the pop charts, and on the R&B charts, it went up to number 27. So he got him some R&B history there, too. So now that song, if you're familiar with Elvis, if you're a big-time Elvis fan, you know that that song was in King Creole. Where Elvis recorded it, but it was called Danny. They Call Me Danny, not Lonely Blue Boy. But so he recorded, Elvis did it in 1958. Then Conway, they changed a few words and made it big hit for him in 1959. Okay, let's see. We're going to do a guy named Oney Wheeler. He has some country hits, but he did a couple little rockabilly-style songs. We're going to play one of those coming up. Then Rocky Hart, and then Fred Parris and the Five Satins. So let's do right now. We got Oney Wheeler doing a song called I Want to Hold My Baby.
Well, when I get the blues, it just ain't no care. Except when I can have my baby near, I wanna hold my baby. Ooh, hold my baby. I wanna hold my baby till his doggone good away. When I hold other babies, it don't mean a thing. It takes my baby to stop the pain. I wanna
doggone good going.
set my very soul on fire when I hold my baby. Ooh, hold my baby. I want to hold my baby till he's doggone go away. Sometimes I get the feeling so depressed. Some mean thing I've done, I can't get off my chest until I hold my baby. Ooh, hold my baby. I want to hold my baby till he's doggone. Just ain't no doubt. She draws this awful feeling inside of me out when I hold my baby. Ooh, hold my baby. I wanna hold my baby till he's doggone go away.
Baby, you got it, baby, you got it, oh baby, you got it, man. When it comes to having pretty looks, oh baby, you've got it, man. You're a dream, you read about in books, oh baby, you've got it, man. Your kiss packs a wallop like an atom bomb, cause the earth begins to quake. Each time that you hold me, I go weak and numb, and my knees begin to shake. No one else could thrill me like you do, oh baby, you've got it made. I'll do anything you want me to, I hope, baby, you've got it made. My world is heaven every time you're near, you're my happiness, my dear. So the heart I own is yours and yours alone, oh baby, you've got it made. Baby, you've got it made. Baby, you got it made. Your kiss packs a wallop like an atom bomb, cause the earth begins to quake. Each time that you hold me, I go weak and numb, and my knees begin to shake. No one else could thrill me like you do, oh baby, you've got it made. I'll do anything you want me to, I hope, baby, you've got it made. My world is heaven every time you're near, you're my happiness, my dear. So the heart I own is yours and yours alone, oh baby, you've got it made. Baby, you've got it made, oh baby, baby, you've got it made.
Songs that made them all come true. 60 candles in my heart will glow forever and ever. For I love you,
love you so. you by. Oh, my darling, dry your eyes. Daddy's coming home soon.
Of a Days Gone By. In fact, that's the name of the song, Memories of Days Gone By. Fred Parris and the Satins, 1982 is when they did that song. Went up to number 71 on the pop charts. So even in 82, you still had a little bit of those doo-wop sounds put together in a song and a compilation of them, and had a hit for him. Fred Parris and the Satins. Baby, You've Got It, Rocky Hart, 1961. That came out on the Big Top label. And didn't chart, but a real nice sound by him, a little tenor sound. Then Oney Wheeler, I Want to Hold My Baby, 1956. That came out on the Columbia label. The flip side of that is Oney's bop. And he did a little bopping along the way, but he was more known of a country, as a country singer, and had a few country charted songs. So, speaking of country, next set of songs is going to be starting off by Crystal Gayle. Then we're going to do the Birds, and then a little soul sound of Eddie Giles. So right now we got Crystal Gayle doing a real nice sound of a song called I Still Miss Someone.
At my door, the leaves are falling. A cold, wild wind will come. Sweethearts walk by together, and I still miss someone. Oh, I never got over those blue eyes. I see them everywhere. I miss those arms that held me when all the love was there. I wonder if he's sorry for leaving what we'd begun. But there's someone for me somewhere, and I still miss someone. Oh, I never got over those blue eyes. I see them everywhere. I miss those arms that held me when all the love was there.
To lose, I'm a losing boy. yes, I'm giving up love. I'm even through counting, yes, I am now, the stars up above. Cause I have caught my baby, and I don't mean baby, that makes me a losing boy.
Eddie Giles doing a song called Losing Boy, 1967. Didn't get a lot of airplay, probably much all over the nation, but somewhere it got airplay because it did chart to number 127. So somebody was buying it, somebody was playing it out there. So good sound, though, by Eddie Giles, a guy that came out of West Virginia. Then the super group called The Byrds, Mr. Tambourine Man, 1965, their first hit that they had on the pop charts, went all the way to number one. A group that's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They got inducted in 1991. Now, this song, Mr. Tambourine Man, is in the Grammy Hall of Fame. It also is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And on the Rolling Stone list of 500 greatest songs, it's listed as song number 79. So real nice sound by the Byrds. And Crystal Gayle, a little country sound, got us going, started on that set. I Still Miss Someone. That one didn't chart. That came out in 1978 on her LP called When I Dream. So if you're looking for that song, I'm not sure if it made a 45 release, but it did come out on her LP. And that's a real nice LP, too. I really enjoy Crystal Gayle stuff. Okay, Dale and Grace going to get us started, then a little Dottie Daniels, and then Bobby Darin. So right now we've got Dale and Grace and Stop and Think It Over.
We've got to stop and think it over before we say we're in love. Are we right for each other? Can what we feel be best in love? We've got to stop and think it over before we break each other's heart. Will this love last forever? Or someday cause us to fall? Think it over before we break each other's heart. Will this love last forever? Or someday cause us to part?
someday cause us to fall. I wrote you a letter.
Bobby Darin, Dream Lover, 1959, went up to number 2 on the pop charts, number 4 on the R&B charts. Gentleman that came out of New York, his given name was Walden Robert Cassotto, C-A-S-S-O-T-T-O, and changed his name to Bobby Darin and had hit after hit. and unfortunately lost him at an early age. I believe he was in his 30s or maybe mid to late 30s when he died, and had been sick even as a younger person, but I think it was heart problems, it seemed like, if I remember correctly. But anyway, but left us a lot of good music. Dottie Daniels before that, I Wrote You a Letter, 1963, a song that didn't chart. Now, the flip side charted up and down the East Coast, mainly in Baltimore, is what I've read about this song. The flip song was a song called Play Me a Sad Song, and it's a good sound, too, but I played this side. I like this side better, but I Wrote You a Letter. She was born in South Carolina but raised in New York, and she was discovered by Paul Simon. So real good stuff that she did. Dale and Grace, Stop and Think It Over, 1964, number 8 hit for them on the pop charts. Dale Houston came out of Mississippi, and Grace Broussard came out of Louisiana. Okay, let's keep going. We got Jeff Berry going to get us started. Then we're going to do our double play of the day, and we have Two by the Turtles. I know they had lots and lots of hits. I hope you enjoy these two we have for you today. So let's go right now. We got Jeff Berry coming up with Our Love Can Still Be Saved.
I think that you can learn to behave. I know I can give more than I gave. Come on, let's try. Come on, let's try. Baby, don't say goodbye. 'Cause I think our love can still be saved. Let's not decide. Say goodbye, 'cause I think our love can still be saved. They say the first year is the hardest, and yet I know the first year is the hardest to forget. So come kiss my lips. Say goodbye, 'cause I think our love can still be saved.
No way.
Can I Get to Know You Better, 1966, didn't chart very high, made it to number 89 on the pop charts. And before that, being our double play of the day, we had the Turtles doing You Baby, 1966, went up to number 20 for them. And they had a lot of good hits out there, a lot of fun listening to it. That was my high school days, and really enjoyed the Turtle stuff, and they were just a real popular group that was formed out in L.A., California. And before that, Jeff Berry, Our Love Can Still Be Saved, 1965. He and his wife, at one time wife, Ellie Greenwich, they did a lot of writing and producing of a lot of their hits and gave us some of the greatest hits of the 60s at the time. So, the flip side of this song, this particular record here, is I Still Love You. And it was a kind of a hit up in the Detroit area, up in that part of the country. But didn't chart anywhere else, so it didn't make the pop charts at all anywhere. So Our Love Can Still Be Saved, Jeff Berry. Okay, it's almost time to go, but we're going to do one more set here. We're going to do a little novelty-type song coming up. We got Murray Kellum going to get us started. Then Billy Swan going to do a cover of a song. And then Leslie Gore, one of her hits. So right now we got a song called Long Tall Texan, Murray Kellum.
Giddy-up, well, I'm a long, tall Texan. I ride a big, white horse.
He rides from Texas on a big, white horse.
Yes, I'm a long, tall Texan. I ride a big, white horse.
He rides from Texas on a big, white horse.
Well, people look at me and say,
Aurora, is that your horse?
Dixon. I wear a 10-gallon hat.
He rides from Texas with a 10-gallon hat.
Yes, I'm a long dog, Dixon. I wear a 10-gallon hat.
He rides from Texas with a 10-gallon hat.
Well, people look at me and say, is that your hat?
He rides from Texas with a 10-gallon hat.
Well, I was walking down the street with my shining badge, my fudging and at my feet. I seen a man coming with a gun, and I just can't be beat. Well, I'm a long dog, Dixon. I enforce justice for the law.
He rides from Texas to enforce the law.
Yes, I'm a long dog, Dixon. I enforce justice for the law.
He rides from Texas to enforce the law.
Well, people look at me and say, hurrah, hurrah, is you the law?
He rides from Texas to enforce the law.
Cause I don't have a wooden heart. And if you say goodbye, then I know that I would cry. Maybe I would die. Cause I don't have a wooden heart. There's no strings upon this love of mine. It was always you from the start. Treat me nice, treat me good, treat me like you really should. Cause I'm not made of wood, and I don't have a wooden heart. This love of mine, it was always you from the start. Treat me nice, treat me good, treat me like you really should. Cause I'm not made of wood, and I don't have a wooden heart. You're treating me nice, treating me good, treat me like you really should. Cause I'm not made of wood, and I don't have a wooden heart.
Hand by the shore. Yes, I love.
The unmistakable sound of Leslie Gore, California Nights is the name of that song. 1967, went up to number 16 on the pop charts for that year. You know, she was still in high school when she had her first couple hits come out, and I imagine she was a very popular young lady there in her high school back in those days. Billy Swan before that, a song that Elvis had done called Wooden Heart. In fact, this cover here came out in 1999 on the LP he did called Like Elvis Used to Do. So he recorded quite a few of Elvis' songs, his own style, and I like the way he did that Wooden Heart. Really, really sounded like a real good version. I like that one. And let's see, before that, we had Murray Kellum doing Long Tall Texan. 1963, went up to number 51 for him. That was his only pop chart, but he did have some country western hits along the way from 1971 to 74. He had four songs that made the country charts. Born in Tennessee, raised in Texas, and unfortunately died of a plane crash in 1990. Now, the song Long Tall Texan was written by a gentleman here from Birmingham named Henry Strelecki. And Henry and his group, the Four Flickers, did the first version of that. And then I believe, let's see, local guy Jerry Woodard did it, and then Murray Kellum did his version. And down through the years, the Beach Boys recorded this, the Kingsmen recorded this song. So very popular little song that Henry wound up writing there. And he wrote it here in Birmingham, right down the road in a little town called Bessemer, and which is right on the outskirts of Birmingham. He was at a diner one night, and he was telling me the story. I talked to him a few times over the years. He died about 6-7 years ago, but fortunately I got to talk to him a little bit before that. But he was at a diner, and a country western star, and I cannot remember the guy's name. I've got it written down somewhere. I couldn't find my notes, but I want to say Tex Ritter, but don't quote me on that. But anyway, walked into that diner, and Henry and his buddies with him recognized him. He had a big old tall 10-gallon hat on, and he wrote the song Long Tall Texan after seeing that guy come in. So that's how that all came about. And Henry wound up being up there in Nashville recording hundreds and hundreds of songs with some of the big names of country western up there, George Jones and Willie Nelson and Waylon and all of them. And in fact, he also recorded, he was the bass player on Bob Dylan's Blonde on Blonde LP. And he also was the bass player on Roy Orbison's song Pretty Woman. So Henry's very, very popular up there. Okay, we got to go. So thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed the show. A lot of good sounds, I think. And we're going to get out of here with our usual, we always end with an instrumental song. We're going to play Johnny Maddox today. We're going to do a song called Glad Rag Doll. Came out in 1961, didn't chart here in America, but it did chart in Canada. Came out on a 45 in 61, and later it came out on a LP called Ragtime by Request on the Dot label. But this is Johnny Maddox and Glad Rag Doll. And thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time on BRC Radio.